Hello?
Hello, Alan?
Hello. Yes, speaking.
Hey, this is Roy from ADT.
Yes, Roy.
And I'm calling to let you know that there's a problem with your alarm system.
Okay, what's the problem with it?
Well, it just seems like the sensors aren't working. The circuit's broken or something. We're going to need you to go by Radio Shack real quick and pick up a package of resistors. Make sure there's a 330-ohm resistor in there. And do you have a soldering iron?
I'm not about to do a repair on an Easter Sunday, sir.
Well, it has to be done, otherwise your home's not protected. And
But I'm not going to drop my family's activities on an Easter Sunday and run out to Radio Shack and buy some stuff.
What are you doing on Easter Sunday?
Why is that important to you, sir?
Well, you're the one that brought it up. I was just asking, just making.
Well, you're the last one who asked me to interrupt my service to start an emergency repair on a alarm system.
It's a simple repair. We just need you to buy a pack of resistors and possibly some capacitors. We're going to need you to open up the alarm thing right now and just look at the capacitors and see if they've ruptured, maybe.
I'm not going to do that on a Sunday afternoon, sir.
Well, do you have a soldering iron? Because I can tell you which appliances in your kitchen you can take apart.
I'm not an electrician.
You don't have to be. It's easy. It's really easy. I'll walk you through it.
I'm sure it is, but I'm not going to do it with you at this time.
If you could take apart your toaster or your microwave, I'll show you which components to remove. It doesn't have to be exactly 330 ohms.
It can wait till tomorrow.
Or is it ohms?
It'll be done right now, sir.
Do you know, is it pronounced ohms or ohms? I always get that wrong, I think. Sloth's making fun of me in the chat room.
Well, I'm getting a little perturbed and why you don't understand why this isn't an emergency I need to take care of right now.
What, your family's safety is not an emergency? Like, it's your alarm system. The sensors aren't going to go off.
Whatever the problem is, it's been a problem for the last 3 days, obviously. It didn't just happen now.
Why do you think 3 days? How do you know that? I thought you weren't an electrician.
Have a good afternoon, sir. Bye-bye.
Listen.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hello, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. I'm RBCP, your host, and today's date is December 21st, 2016. Today's show is sponsored by Sean L. Thanks, Sean L., for being a supporter of the show. You will be blamed for everything that goes wrong in this episode. I've got some exciting breaking news that's related to the previous show, and I can apparently play the breaking news music now, thanks to Mr. Taco and his donation of a tablet, soundboard tablet. Amazon begins Prime Air drone delivery trial in the United Kingdom. So Amazon, they've been wanting to do this drone thing for a while now, and I guess they're finally starting the trials in the UK because the FAA restrictions in the United States are too crazy, so they're just taking it over to the UK. But there's this very small area of Cambridge, England, and they're getting Amazon drone deliveries. If they want to order something off of Amazon, and it doesn't weigh more than 5 pounds or so, they can choose drone delivery, and it will send their package to them via drone, and it takes like 13 minutes for them to get their Amazon order, which is pretty amazing. See, it's not just prank calls, this stuff's really happening. And then there's another story, 7-Eleven is now doing drone deliveries in the United States, and that's happening in Reno. So if you want to order a 20-ounce Pepsi from 7-Eleven, which I wish I could do right now because I really want a Pepsi, and I am way too lazy to go out there in the 31-degree weather. If I lived in this area in Reno, Nevada, I could just pull out a smartphone app for 7-Eleven and have them send me a Pepsi by drone. And then finally we have France, the postal service in France. They are using drones to deliver the mail, I guess to selected businesses in whatever area they're in. They're going to start getting their mail deliveries by drone. So they can pretty much just remove those wheelchair ramps that they put up for the disabled postmen because they're not going to need them anymore. They're going to get all of their mail through drones. Or at least a few select people will, for now. So I think that's pretty exciting. The robots are coming for us, they're coming for our jobs, and eventually the skies are going to be filled with them, and the Russians are probably going to hack them and make them kill us all. It's going to be amazing, I can't wait for all of this to happen. I've been posting these stories on the Snowplow Show Facebook page at facebook.com/snowplowshow, but I'll put these links in the show notes as well on phonelosers.org if you're interested in reading about them. In the last episode of the Snowplow Show, we had a voicemail from Sam, and Sam says that at some point last year or the year before, I don't know when, she said that I was calling up homeowners and telling them that they need to climb their trees and take all of the leaves off of their trees, you know, with their hands, because they're falling down too fast. And I thought Sam was full of crap, but Nova, in the comments on phonelosers.org, he says, you actually did some homeowners association calls in a show this past year where you told some people that they needed to get the leaves out of their trees. I just heard it the other day. So assuming Nova's not lying as well, maybe I actually did do that. But whether I've done it or not, it sounds like fun. So let's call up some people that are in a homeowners association area and let them know that they need to climb up in their trees and pull all of their leaves out. Because, oh my god, it's December 21st. What the hell? Why haven't they done that yet?
Hello?
Hello, Lori?
Yes?
Hi, this is Jim from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And we just noticed that you still have a lot of leaves on your trees, and some of them are falling, and we can't have that. We need you to get up in the tree and... What?
My husband cleans up our yard every other day.
Right, but we can't even have the leaves in the yard. He needs to get up in the tree and pull the leaves off of the branches.
Oh, he can't. We're leaving tomorrow for a week.
He can't what? Wow, she was pissed. The hell's her problem?
Hello, this is the Gable residence.
Okay, well, she's not picking up now. I wanted to tell her she gets a $25 fine for hanging up on the Homeowners Association. But whatever.
Hello?
Hello, Edward?
Speaking.
Hey, it's Jim from the Homeowners Association.
Hi.
Hi. We just noticed that you have a lot of leaves that are falling from your trees, and we're going to need you to climb up in the tree and pull the leaves off so they stop doing that.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I don't climb anymore.
Right. Well, you need to start because there's leaves that are falling out of your tree, and we can't have that. It makes the neighborhood look awful. It makes it look like hobos live here.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry.
Well,
what can I do for you?
Well, sorry is not good enough, or you're going to get a fine from the Homeowners Association if you don't do this.
Goodbye.
You got to get up in that tree and pull the leaves off. Like a normal person. All right, this isn't going well, you guys. I think I'm going to give up on this one.
Hello?
Hello, Karen?
Yes.
Hey, it's Jim from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And, we just noticed that you have a lot of leaves that are falling out of your tree still.
Yeah.
And, I mean, at this point, all those leaves should be off of the tree. So we're going to need one of you to climb up there and just start pulling them off of the branches manually.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, right. Who is this?
This is Jim.
Well, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of.
Why is it ridiculous?
Oh, come on, get serious.
You like living in a trashy neighborhood where leaves are falling out of trees? It's ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
Your face is ridiculous.
What is your last name? What is your last name?
Barround.
Spell it.
I-T.
Yeah?
So we just need you, one of you, or you need to hire somebody maybe and just get up in those trees and pull the leaves out.
Okay, what about your leaves?
Oh, my leaves are taken care of. I'm not a fucking hobo like you guys. All right, sorry, I slipped. I used the F word. I didn't mean to do that. What was I thinking? How dare I use the F word? The hell, try to turn it around on me. What about your leaves?
Hello?
Hello, Carolyn?
Yes.
Hi, it's Jim from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
And we just noticed that you still have leaves in your trees there on your property.
Yes?
And we're going to need you to get those leaves out of the tree, like climb up there and just pull them off of the branches.
Oh, surely.
Because, you know, they're falling out of the tree, and some of them stay in the yard for days, and they blow into other people's yards. So we just need you to get up there and take care of that real quick.
Oh, we surely will.
Okay, when's that going to be done? Like today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because, you know, you need to stop being lazy. We don't live in the projects here.
Yes, that's true.
I know. I know it's true. That's why I said it. Smartass. I have a feeling she was not believing me at all. I'm not sure why. Maybe because I've been calling the same directory for weeks now. That could have something to do with it.
Hello.
Hello, this is Jim from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
And I just needed to let you know that you still have leaves in your trees, and some of them are falling and they're...
Excuse me.
What?
That's my neighbor's tree, all of those things, okay?
Okay, well, you need to get up there and pull those leaves off of the tree so they stop falling.
Well, what would you like to do? I'm laid up from surgery, and I can't do a damn thing.
Well, I think you can if you try hard enough, put your mind to it.
I tell you what, you're full of shit.
What do you mean I'm full of shit? At least my tree's not...
How can you evaluate my physical condition in terms of it? If you don't like it, tough. When it can get done, it will get done.
Look, I'm just saying that you're making the whole neighborhood look...
I don't like your comment.
You're making us look like hobos with all those leaves in your trees. We just need you to climb up there and pull the leaves out of the branches.
You know, go to hell.
No, sir, I'm serious. This is important. I don't think he really understood what I was asking. And I wonder if these are the same responses I got the last time I apparently did this.
Hello?
Hello, Irene?
Yes.
Hey, it's Jim from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And we noticed that your trees, they still have leaves in them. And, you know, it's December's almost over. You need to climb up there and pull those leaves out of the branches.
Oh, good. I'll do that right now.
Okay, could you just do it real quick? I'll hold.
Uh-huh. Okay, if you hold on, and I'll run up those trees, and I'll get rid of the leaves, okay?
I'll
be right back.
Use a ladder. Don't be stupid.
Oh, I can climb trees. I'm wonderful.
All right, well...
I'll go do that right now. You hold on now.
Okay, I'm holding.
Okay.
That's not how hold works. You don't hang up the phone on me. What the hell, Irene? Got a bunch of smart-ass old people in this neighborhood.
Hello,
Gearshus. Oh, hey there, Dottie?
Yes.
It's Jim from the Homeowners Association.
Hi, Jim.
Hi. We noticed that your trees, they still have leaves in them, and, you know, the year's almost over. Why do you still have leaves up there?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry. I'm hanging up.
No, the trees, ma'am, in your yard. Why would you hang up just because you don't understand? I was trying to explain it to her so she would understand. What's wrong with these people?
Hello?
Hello, George?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Jim from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
And we noticed you haven't climbed up in your tree yet and pulled all the leaves out of the branches. We're going to need you to do that as soon as possible, because some of your leaves are falling on the ground.
What are you talking about?
The trees in your yard, you know, it's December 21st today, and I don't know, it just seems like by now you should have gotten up there and pulled all the leaves out of the branches. You know, because...
Why would I do that?
Well, so they don't fall on the ground, and then that way you don't have to rake. You just nip it in the bud, get up there and... pull the leaves out of the branches.
Never in my life have I done that.
Well, that's how most people do it. That's how everyone else does it in the neighborhood.
Oh, I don't believe so I'm not interested. Thank you very much anyway.
What do you mean, interested? We're going to have to fine you if you don't climb up in your tree immediately and pull the leaves out of the branches. That's just how it's done around here. It always has been. How have you gotten away with this for so long? George?
Who am I talking to?
My name is Jim. Look, it's just a simple request. We just need you to get a ladder and climb up in your tree and start pulling all the leaves out. That's all.
I must be going crazy, I guess.
What?
But I'm not interested. Have somebody come by and talk to me, maybe, but I don't intend to do that.
Well, can you just hire someone to do it? Just hire someone to climb up in there?
No.
Why not?
No.
Well, someone's got to do it. I'm not going to do it. Don't ask me to do it.
I'm not asking you to do it. I'm just going to end this telephone call.
Sound like you were.
And that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, do it. I dare you. You hang up that phone. Hang up the phone. Hang it up.
Why?
I just need you to. I'm not able to hang up on this end. It's a corporate PBX phone system. I can't hang up, so I just need you to release the line. Just hang it up. You hang up that phone. Do it. Hello, George. If you don't hang up, we're gonna fine you for not hanging up. You're gonna get a homeowners association fine. You don't want that. So you hang up that phone. George, I noticed you haven't hung up yet. Oh, there he goes. He hung up. He finally listened to reason and hung up his phone. Well, there we go. We made an old man think he's going senile, even though he seemed a little amused by the end of it.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes.
Hey, it's Jim from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And I'm climbing around in the tunnels underneath your house.
You're what?
I'm in the tunnels underneath your house.
I don't have any tunnels under my house.
Well, no, it's way under there. It's an intricate network of tunnels that the Homeowners Association dug.
What did they do that for?
You know, just for various reasons. Just don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. I'm calling to let you know that there's still leaves in the trees in your yard.
Uh-huh.
And we need you to climb up in the trees and, pull those off. Put them in a bucket.
Oh, you're pretty ridiculous, aren't you?
What?
You want me to climb trees?
Yes, if you...
I'm in my 90s.
So what?
You want me to climb trees?
So just tie a rope around your waist. And so,
ain't gonna happen.
Why not?
Ain't gonna happen. If you want the damn leaves off the trees, come on... Send somebody out here to do it.
No.
I am not going to do it.
That's your responsibility. You need to get up there.
It's like hell. There is no such thing as responsible for leaving leaves in the trees.
No, you have to. This is how everyone does it. You have to get up there
and just pull
them off one at a time. He was not having that. And just think, he's going to call up friends or family or something like that, and he's going to tell them all about the man that was underneath his house. Calling to tell him to climb up his trees and pull the leaves out. They're going to think he's crazy for sure. Anyway, I think I've called plenty of these now. I called an entire page of the directory that Eric sent me. Yes, Eric, I'm still working on your directory. I don't know why. I have plenty of others that people have sent me, but for some reason I keep sticking to yours. That was fun. Thank you, Sam, for reminding me that I apparently did this last year or something, even though I have no memory of it and you're probably making it up. That was pretty fun. Thanks, Sam. Let's move on to something a little bit more believable. I have a suggestion in here from Matthew, and he says that I need to call up people as the phone company and tell them that Donald Trump wants their phone number for a campaign thing. But the Donald Trump campaign is over, so I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm just going to say he wants it because he's the president and he gets what he wants. You know, we've done this with Carrot Top before, and probably Pauly Shore as well. And people got pretty pissed, but I wonder if they'll get pissed if it's Trump. Because everyone loves Trump. I don't think they're going to get pissed.
Hello?
Hello, Ian?
Yep.
Hey, it's Steve Dave from CenturyLink, the phone company. And I just needed to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number next week. You're going to have a new phone number.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Well, yeah, I know. That's why I'm calling you, to let you know. We're going to have to change
it. I don't want to. Why do I want him to change the number? I don't want him to change the number.
Well, no, we have to, because President Trump, your phone number spells his name, and he wants it. So we're going to...
You're not getting it. Forget.
Well, no, we've already signed the paperwork, and we're going to give your phone number to Donald Trump.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, we are.
No,
don't tell us...
You're not.
Don't tell us what
no,
we
you're
can...
not.
We are, too.
What do you mean you're not, too? You're not. Nonsense. You can't do that.
You're nonsense.
That's the law.
Well, no, it's not against the law. It's President Trump. President Trump controls the law.
Bullshit.
He does.
A lot of shit.
He does.
Bullshit. Get lost.
Look, just because you don't like Trump, it doesn't mean anything. We still get your number. Okay. Ian's apparently not a fan of Trump. Thinks he can tell Trump what he can do.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Gormley.
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from CenturyLink, the phone company. And
We don't have CenturyLink.
Oh, yes, you do. We provide your phone number, even if you use a different carrier. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number next week. You're going to get a brand new phone number.
We're going to cancel that.
Oh no. There's no canceling. We need your phone number for something else. Someone very important wants your phone number, so he's buying it from us. So we're going to give you a new phone number.
But we've canceled that. We've canceled the home phone as of January.
Oh, what am I calling now?
Cell phone.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, this is the number that we're going to be taking. Donald Trump wants your phone number because it spells his name.
We have to keep this number.
Oh, no. Donald Trump wants it because it's gonna be a good number for people to get a hold of him because it spells his name. You know, it's easy for people to remember. Your phone number spells Donald Trump. So it'll be convenient for you because if you keep this number, probably people will just be calling you, wanting to speak to Donald all the time. Hello? Oh, okay. She hung up. I thought that was a landline number, but I guess I was wrong. Hopefully this next one is.
Hello?
Hello, Steven?
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy from CenturyLink, the phone company. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number next week.
Why?
Because another person wants it. He bid on your phone number, and he won the auction. So he gets your...
I'm sorry. That's unacceptable.
Oh, well, you don't really get a say in it. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number, and if you'd like, I can go ahead and give you your new phone number.
I've got business cards and things like that that are already printed with this number.
Oh, well... The thing is, you're gonna
give me 4 days notice.
Yeah, well, more like 8 days. It's gonna happen next week. But it turns out your phone number actually spells the name Donald Trump, and he wants your phone number. You know, just to use for the office.
You know something?
He wants a personalized number.
Send me a registered letter to this effect, please.
Oh no, I'm not gonna do that. That's too much effort. We're just calling to let you know over the phone. It's more convenient that way for us.
Really? For some reason, I'm not really sure I believe you.
What part don't you believe?
That my number spells Donald Trump?
Well, if you look at it on the keypad, it spells Donald Trump. It's very clear. It's almost
and
as
why
if...
Why would he want my number in North Carolina?
Well, it doesn't matter what state it's in. He can have any number he wants. He's the president.
But it's an area code too, right?
Yeah, it's part the area code's part of his name.
So if he doesn't have residency or anything, but you're going to give him the number?
He owns the United States, sir. No, he does not. Well, he basically does. He's the president. He can do anything he wants.
Well, that's not particularly true either.
Oh, you'll see. You'll see. But no, I'm just letting you know. We're just going to change your phone number 8 days from now. It's going to be
a new number.
It's area code 703 68.
Could you send me something else other than a phone call to this effect? Send me an email. You should be able to get that information.
Yeah, I don't really want to write down your email. That sounds like a lot of effort. I'm just look. You'll know this is legit when your number changes on Thursday. Next Thursday.
Is there a number that I can call to verify this?
Look, maybe if you didn't want this to happen, you shouldn't have picked a number that spells Donald Trump.
I didn't pick it. Well, it was given to me.
Well, you could have, you know, said you don't want this one because it's obvious it spells Donald Trump.
Is there a number for some link that I can call to verify this?
It's almost as if you're some sort of a scammer and you just wanted to get Donald Trump's phone number so that you could, I don't know, do
Are
whatever.
Are you kidding me?
Do whatever you scammers do.
And I'm the bad guy now?
Well, if you're a scammer.
Is there a number that I can call to verify this?
If you're scamming people that are trying to call Donald Trump, then yeah, you're kind of a bad guy.
I've had this number for over 2 years.
Well, that's not very long. It's not a big deal then. Thank you for letting me know. It's not a big deal.
It's a big deal to me. Is there a number that I can call to verify this?
Yeah, just call a 1-800-CenturyLink.
Oh, wait a minute.
But you gotta
I'm not a CenturyLink customer.
Oh, yes, you are. I mean, we provide your phone number, but even if you use a different carrier, you know, we're the main carrier in this town, in this area. You just don't know how phone numbers work.
I obviously not, but nope. this doesn't sound right to me at all.
Okay, well, it's not a big deal. It's just a phone number. Like, who cares what your phone number
is?
It's
not a big deal to you because you're just making a phone call. And upsetting my life because...
Oh, come on. It's not upsetting your life. It's just a phone number.
Right,
it's not a big
I'm
deal.
I'm going to call CenturyLink and verify this.
Okay, it's 1-800-CenturyLink, but you got to spell it with the O instead of a zero. You know the O in...
What O?
The O in CenturyLink. All right, well, we'll talk to you.
Is there an O in CenturyLink?
Well,
really?
Apparently not in your world.
1-800-CenturyLink, you're saying.
You just don't know how to spell or something? Yeah.
CenturyLink.
I'm just saying,
there's no O in that.
I'm just saying don't replace any of the O's with zeros because that'll make the number wrong. Don't be stupid.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you. Have a nice day. Oh, look at that. I just typed his phone number into whitepages.com, and it's not a CenturyLink number. It's a Suddenlink number, and I think that's their cable company there, Suddenlink. But that doesn't matter, because, you know, CenturyLink, they own the lines. That's how it works. And Donald Trump can do whatever he wants.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Grubbs?
Yes.
Hi there. This is Steve Dave from the phone company. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number.
Why? No, I don't want my phone number changed.
Oh, no, we have to change it because your phone number, it just happens to spell the name Donald Trump. And our president wants your phone number to use it in his office. So it's okay. You'll be helping the president.
This is a crank call. Goodbye.
What? A crank call? What are you talking about? Why would it be a crank call? That lady sounded like she's 100 years old, but at least she can tell it's a prank call, unlike most people.
Hello?
Hi, Joan?
No, this is her daughter. Can I help you?
Oh, well, this is Steve Dave from CenturyLink, the phone company. I'm just calling to let them know we're going to be changing their phone number next week.
Why is that?
Someone else wants their phone number, and they're offering us a lot of money to buy it. So we're going to...
You've got to be kidding me. So you're just going to give the number away?
Yeah. I mean, it's a standard procedure here with the phone company. It's just, you know, if someone else wants it, they can outbid you on your phone number. So I'm calling to give you your new phone number.
Wow.
Wow, what?
I've never, ever heard of that in my life, ever. We're just going to have to change phone number. We're just going to have to change phone companies. Just cancel everything. Go ahead.
Cancel everything. No, don't cancel everything. We're just changing your number. That's all.
Okay, yeah, but it's... You think that's right, just to change someone's phone number?
Okay.
I mean, we've had this number for 20 years.
Wow. Well, it's about time you give it up then and let someone else have a turn with it.
Go ahead with the new number.
Well, no, listen, it's actually the person buying it. It's the Republican Party. Your phone number actually spells the name Donald Trump. And he wants to use your phone number in his office.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
But if you'd like, if you could pass the message along to Dick and Joan, I can give you the new phone number.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. The new phone number is going to be area code 202.
202.
456.
4-4.
Yep, make sure you dial, you know, have everyone dial 202, because they have to dial the area code now.
Okay, and who am I talking to?
My name is Steve Dave from CenturyLink.
Steve Dave?
Mm-hmm.
From CenturyLink.
Yep.
All right, they're probably going to cancel everything and just go with something else.
Probably not. I don't think you can really speak for Dick and Joan since, you know,
you're
not
them.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure. I mean, they've been here for 20 years, and this has been their phone number, and suddenly someone else wants to buy it, and you guys are just going to give it away?
Well, it's for the greater good. It's for Donald Trump. It's for President Trump, and I think you should show a little bit more respect for President Trump.
Maybe he should show a bit more respect for the fact that this has been their phone number for a long time.
Yeah, but this is more important. This is the country. You know, this is an entire country compared
to...
Do
you really think that Donald Trump can't survive without my father's phone number? Well, then we've got a problem.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is. He just wants people to be able to contact him easier because it spells his name.
Okay.
You don't need to be you don't need to be a jerk about it because, you know, President Trump, he'll raise your taxes, like yours personally, if you're going to be that.
Goodbye.
Did you guys hear Dick in the background? Is hang it up. It's a scam. Don't believe them. Dick knows what's going on.
Hello.
Hello, John.
You got him.
Hey, this is Roy from CenturyLink, the phone company. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number next week.
Hang on a minute.
Okay.
Who the hell is this?
I already told you. This is Roy from CenturyLink, the phone company.
Yeah, well, I'm Johnny Mac Brown, and you're Roy. So what are you going to screw around my telephone for,
I thought your name was John. Did I get the wrong?
John, yeah, you got the wrong. You got to look here. This is Johnny Mac Brown.
Oh, okay.
And so if somebody starts messing around with my telephone, man, that's bad news.
Oh, no. It's not your phone. It's John's phone. We're going to change his number.
Why are you going to do that?
Well, it's none of your business because you're Johnny Mac, apparently, I guess. Maybe the lines got crossed or something. No, we're changing.
Yeah, I think so. Right. Don't tug on Superman's cape. Yeah, okay.
Superman's cape, what was that? What? What was that? Superman's cape? If anyone can decode whatever that reference was, please let me know in a voicemail or in the comments or something. I really enjoyed his incredibly long pause to come up with the name Johnny Mac or whatever it was. He totally fooled me.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Harrison?
He's not here right now. Can I take a message?
Oh, who was that picked up the other line then?
This is me.
Oh, it was a lie then. I see. Yeah, this is Roy from CenturyLink. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number next week.
What do you mean you're going to change my phone number?
Well, this phone number you have right now, the 5943, we're changing that to a completely different phone number because somebody else wants your phone number.
Tough shit.
What?
I said tough shit.
Well, that's inappropriate. No, we're
you don't just change people's fucking phone numbers.
Oh no, that's what we're doing. As of next Wednesday, a week from today, we're going to be changing your phone number. So I'm calling to give you your new phone number. Hello? Ricky? Oh, Ricky hung up. He completely thwarted my plans to change his phone number. If that ever happens to any of you listeners, just reply with tough shit and hang up the phone and everything will be fine. They won't change your number. Man, that guy was just really ready to fight for the rights of his phone number. You don't just change a man's phone number. It's my right as an American citizen to have a phone number. For 20 years, only communists change their phone numbers.
Hello?
Hello, Robert?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from CenturyLink, the phone company. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number next week.
Oh, my God, don't tell me that.
Why?
Well, because we just moved here not too long ago, and we told everybody the phone number we have now.
Oh, well, it's perfect then. You'll get a new phone number to go with the new home.
Are you with Verizon?
Yeah. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to change the phone number that you have right now because someone else wants it.
Which one?
They want your phone number.
No. What phone number do they want? We have two.
Oh, they want the one that ends with 3127.
Wait a minute. Let me turn this damn thing off.
What are you watching?
312. Well, I was listening to music.
Oh, I see.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Jane? Come here.
Snap your fingers. She'll come faster.
What phone number do we have that ends in 3127?
Yeah, that's the one.
31.
Oh, no, it's 3127. That's what we're, that's the number we're changing.
3127. Is that the cell? Is that the cell phone?
Yeah.
That's
well, no, I don't want to change that.
Okay. Oh, no, we have to. We're changing that one.
Why do you have to?
Because somebody else wants it, and they're going to pay us a lot more money.
I don't give a damn about that. I want to say it the way it is. People know that number.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. That number, if you spell it out on a keypad, it spells Donald Trump. So Donald Trump wants your phone number for his office. For the next 4 years?
Oh, come on. Give me a break. No. I don't give a damn what he wants.
Well, no, you don't.
I want to keep myself.
You don't get.
I want to keep my phone number the way it is.
You don't get a choice, though. This is President Trump we're talking about. You can't really go against his wishes.
The hell I can't. I mean, I voted for him, but he's not going to control my life that way. I want to keep my phone number the way it is.
Well, then.
Tell him to get something else.
Maybe you shouldn't have picked a phone number that spelled Donald Trump.
I didn't. This phone number has been with us for about 30 years, okay?
Yeah.
Well, and I'm not going to give it up.
You've had a cell phone number for 30 years?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We moved up here from North Carolina. We've had it there for 30 years, and now we've been here for a year, and I want the damn thing the way it is.
Yeah, well, you just moved, so it's like a new phone number for the new house.
No, it's not a new phone number. It's one we've had. I told you for 30 years.
Well, anyway, we're changing your phone number next week, and if you'd like, I'll give you the new phone number. I'll give you your new phone number.
No, what the new phone number? Leave the damn thing the way it is.
Well, you don't get a choice. Donald Trump wants your phone number.
I don't have a choice.
What are you going to do? Go against the president?
Who in the hell are you?
My name is Roy. I'm with CenturyLink, with the phone company, with Verizon.
CenturyLink?
Verizon CenturyLink.
Look, I don't care. This phone number is what we had for a long time. Whoever the president-elect can take another number, okay?
Well, no. This is the only one that spells Donald Trump with the whole number. He needs all 10 digits to spell Donald Trump.
It spells Donald Trump?
Yeah, your phone number does, and he wants to use it in the office.
Oh, for God's sake. Give me a break. This is stupid. This is really, very stupid.
No, it's not stupid. It's for the president. It's for the greater good. Like, who's more important, you or the president?
Leave the damn thing the way it is.
Listen, Donald Trump's more important than you are, so he gets your phone number.
You know... This is just nothing but bullshit.
It's not bullshit. I'm just trying to give you your new phone number. I'm just trying to do my job. Don't blame me for doing my job.
I understand that. But what you're telling me is that I'm going to have to go back to all the people that have been calling me on this number and tell them a new number. To hell with that. Let the president-elect select a new number.
I'll ask President Trump if he can put a message on his machine that says, if you're calling for Robert or Gene... Their new number is, you know, and they'll give you the new number. He'll give them the new number. He'll put that on his machine.
Fine. He'll put it where the hell he wants.
Okay.
But I just want to keep the number the way it is. Okay?
No. You don't get to do that. Nope. So do you want the new number?
Hey, look. Hey, he says Verizon. Do you want me to get a lawyer? You want me to get a lawyer about this?
Well, a lawyer won't do any good against President Trump, because President Trump can afford any lawyer.
Oh, bullshit. Don't give me this President Trump crap. Look, this is... I don't know who he says, Verizon.
Well, how do we know that?
I don't know.
It's on your caller ID.
We're not going to do anything, and you said
not take it because we will get a lawyer and...
Tell her about President Trump's lawyers, sir. Tell her.
You know, you keep throwing President Trump, you know. I'm not sure.
I think it's a scam.
I think it probably is a scam.
I'm not sure.
How would it be a scam? What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. You know, you're coming to me and saying that you're going to take something I've had for a long time.
It's not me taking it. I'm just doing my job. I'm just a technician.
Well, I'm doing my job, too. I'm trying to protect my rights as a United States citizen.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have voted for Trump, then. That was really dumb of you.
Well, thanks a hell of a lot. I think you're a stupid son of a bitch. How about that? Goodbye.
Well, I didn't vote for the guy that's going to steal my phone number. They always think it's a scam. I think the only phone calls old people ever get are scams. I can't believe they pick up for me. Like, my caller ID's still all messed up. It's just a weird, like, 8-digit number or something. I'm surprised anyone picks up for me anymore. And speaking of that, I'm not really getting any answers anymore, so I think it has probably been long enough now. I can quit doing the show thing now. But not until we listen to a bunch of voicemails from you guys. Let's see what kind of abuse I get to put up with today.
Fuck, Brad. It's really hard to find a phone number on the phone loser's website, and for some reason none of the ones I found work except for this one. Fix your fucking shit. It's not my fault that I'm not from America, okay? Fuck you, Brad.
Yes, it is. It's totally your fault that you can't see that I put the phone number for the PLA voicemail at the bottom of pretty much every single post on phonelosers.org.
Oh. Hey, Arby baby. This is your honey, Steven Aspinwall. Shut up, dog. God damn it. Fuck! Sorry, my dog was talking in the middle of my message, but...
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm
on a conference or something. I'm hanging up on this one. I don't trust anything in this voicemail.
Hey, Brad.
Hello.
Roger. Just to let you know, my wife absolutely hates your show. So I found your torrent online, downloaded it. It was almost 100 gigs.
Yep.
So now she has to deal with it all the time. Thanks, man.
I'm so glad I can help annoy your wife. I finally feel like my show is doing something positive.
Brad, it's Red Deer. So hey. I just listened to yesterday's show, and the robots are coming. I think it's what it's called. Anyways, funny. It's a funny gig, but it's also true. So I think you're social engineering, but you're also helping people because
spreading the word.
Baristas and stuff really do need to start getting their shit together and thinking about what they're going to do when we start putting Fennec and Denzel robots in place of them. And that's a reality. I mean, that's a it's funny to think about,
it's
but it's
be vacation time.
One reason I chose the profession I'm in, I actually work on robots. So my job is safe as long as they keep making shitty robots.
I hope you build killer robots.
I'll be making things. Anyways, I just wanted to make that comment on it. Good job. Keep the shows coming. Love you. Bye. Cactus.
You know, eventually they're going to build robots that can build robots and they won't need you anymore. So you're not as safe as you think you are.
Hi, Brad. I wanted to say thank you for the info about the podcast. I finally got that installed. Yeah. And I was wondering, being that February is Black History Month, can we do can you do some pranks where you prank majority of black people?
Okay.
And because I'm working
on this black
now,
people.
Trying to get black people.
That's always a good
numbers
idea.
Numbers and addresses and. So you can prank them. All right. Thanks.
Okay. You heard it here. In February, we're going to prank nothing but black people. We're going to single them out. And it won't be racist because it's Black History Month.
Hey, Roy. It's Marco.
Hey, Marco.
I played my message on your show. It got cut off in the middle. I just wanted to call to let you know that if that happens again, I'm...
Oh, weird. It cut off for some reason. So I don't know what he was going to say there. Sorry, everyone. Must be my voicemail system.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey there.
Hey, so I'm listening to the brand new show, The Robots Are Coming, December 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, towards the beginning of the show, you said that you got an email from somebody, and they said that they actually heard one of your pranks, or what they thought was one of your pranks. I'll get to that in a second. Was played on Canadian radio. Well, But then you were like, oh, I don't know. It must have not been me because it was something about having leaves on their trees and they have to get the leaves out of their trees because it's fall. Well, guess what, Brad? That was one of your calls. You called us the Homeowners Association. We noticed the leaves are still...
Nova wasn't lying after all.
A bunch of old ladies, like, laughing and stuff like that. I mean, it's not one of my personal favorites. Like, it doesn't, like, stand out a whole lot to me. But, yeah, you definitely did do the call.
I just don't remember because it sucked.
And that the leaves are still up in their trees. You wanted them to get the rest down.
But I see. Okay.
Anyway, see you, Brad. Big hobo.
Thanks for clarifying all of that, you guys. I guess it really did happen. And the calls were just really, really boring, and that's why nobody remembers it, except Nova and Crimson and Sam.
Hey, Brad, it's Diagraph. Just a couple of quick things to say.
Okay.
Firstly, I had an idea. I know the Phone Leaders of America has a Discord. Mm-hmm. You are in there every now and again. And
I haven't been in there in 2 months now.
It's pretty inactive. Yep. But I was thinking maybe you could... have a scheduled time where you, like, come and hang out and, like, talk over voice chat. That'd be pretty cool.
Okay.
Like, talk to you. And, like, you know, I don't know.
Sounds cool. Great. Let's do it.
And then also, since the FBI raid, you've been making more shows and it's noticeable. So, good job. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. I'm not sure I agree with that, though. I'm pretty sure I've been majorly slacking off on shows ever since the raid. Which was a good excuse for the first week, but I replaced all the equipment after that. I've just really been sucking since then. But I am getting this show out on Wednesday, just like I promised. I didn't think I'd actually be able to do this. Now we just gotta see if I can do one this coming Friday, and have 3 whole shows this week. Plus a hobo-sode, hopefully.
Hey, Brad. I just need to know a couple things. What is the name of the app for the soundboard that you use on your tablet? And when will we know the full story from the FBI, or of the FBI raid? All right, thanks.
Okay, question number 1. The soundboard on my tablet thing, what's the app called? Let me look on my brand new old tablet. It is called Custom Soundboard Creator. And the person that makes it, I mean the company, it's H-I-P-X-E-L. Hipcel or something, I don't know, H-I-P-X-E-L. That's the creator's name. Custom Soundboard Creator. It's a really good app. I've been through a lot of custom soundboard apps, and that one is definitely my favorite.
Oh, and thank you, Mr. Taco, for getting Brad that tablet, and thank you to everyone for donating.
Yeah, everyone.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay.
I guess that means I'm a lurker. This is Dr. Och. I just saw a headline that I thought you should know about.
Okay.
I'll read it to you. Firefighters rescue person trapped in underground vault in La Habra after 15-foot fall. That is to say, a man fell into a cavern and possibly discovered the Bat Cave.
Holy shit.
I thought maybe it was you making the headlines with some kind of spoof headline, but it turns out to be a real thing. Check it out. It was published by ABC7 Eyewitness News for the Los Angeles area.
And they never
lie. The headline was, firefighters rescue person trapped in underground vault in La Habra after 15-foot fall. Check it out. It's
awesome.
Totally something you've made prank calls about several times.
Yep. I wonder if you found very large vaulted ceilings and bones that were 3 times the size of human bones and an interplanetary defense system where they can drive the Earth around. I bet you that'll come out in the news next.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico.
Hey.
Just calling because I was listening to some of the older shows again, and I was just thinking, whatever happened to that clock you were going to make? Do you need more time clips still from people?
Or that old thing.
What's going on with that? I haven't seen it yet. That's it. Talk to you later. Bye.
I put up the clock. It used to be on prankcallnation.com/clock. And then Prank Call Nation sort of disbanded in a way, I guess. And for some reason, the clock thing disappeared. I don't know why they took it down. I think they just hate me over there. That's what it is. But I have the backup files of the clock on my computers that the FBI currently has. So assuming the FBI doesn't wipe all my hard drives before they return them, I should have that back. And I guess I'll set it up on phonelosers.org/clock. But I don't know if I'm going to keep improving it or not. I've got enough shit going on right now. Just putting this show out, I don't know if I'll have enough time to keep working on the clock. And if you guys don't know what she's talking about, there used to be this amazing clock thing, and it worked and everything. It was a website that would announce the time in angry voices of people, you know, people that we prank called. People saying things like, do you know it's 1:35 in the morning? What are you calling me for? It was a great idea, but it kind of only works at nighttime, you know, in the nighttime hours, because that's the only time that people angrily announce the time at us. But maybe someday I'll get that working again. Okay, this voicemail was cut off for the first 30 seconds. We may have missed something. It appears there's a song here. Gonna get me a copyright strike with YouTube.
What got a bad disease? Playing with phones in raw New Mexico. Insanity, it seems. Has got him pranked in peeps all day. Living in desert land. With all the dying cactus needles and Raffy is in his dreams. Has given Roy all that he needs. Who he calls, I just don't know. I gotta listen, bro. When I join that PLA, I'm gonna give you my prank USA. Today Roy smiled on me. He pranked Mildred Monday again. Please make your calls be free. You gotta let them be, oh yeah. Who he calls, I just don't know. I gotta listen, bro. When I join that PLA, I'm gonna give you my prank USA. Yeah.
Okay, and the rest of it's just, guitar solo and type stuff. I think maybe the song was supposed to go on longer, but my voicemail cut him off after 3 minutes. So whoever did that, thanks. That was bizarre, and I couldn't understand half of it. You should just send an MP3, if you haven't already, to my email. You know me and emails. But that was pretty great. Thanks.
Hi, this is Trinity. I got your sticker. Thank you. Cactus.
Okay, apparently we've got 9-year-olds listening to the show now. That's just great. Worst parents ever, letting her listen to this blasphemy.
Hey, Roy, this is Miguel B. Colin.
Oh, hey, Miguel. Doing? It's the inferior Miguel, everyone.
Your Amazon drone deliveries last night. And then today I see the headline that Amazon did their first drone delivery in the UK.
They should be paying me.
It was delivered 13 minutes after the guy placed the order.
Yep.
Anyway. Have fun with that.
See, we're all doomed.
Take care.
All the delivery jobs are going to disappear. But on the upside, you can get on your Walmart app and have them send you a loaf of bread by drone. So who cares about people's jobs if we can do awesome things like that?
Hey, RBCP. Nerd Television here. I'm one of your best Roy recipients. I'm listening to your recent show. Mm-hmm. And you keep saying wheelbarrow, and that's not what it is.
No, it totally
is. Wheelbarrow.
You're wrong.
I mean, come
on. You're so wrong.
I'm supposed to let them to your show? How are you going to say it wrong like that?
Sorry.
You probably say it like teleport, too. No, it's teleport. You got to learn the English language better, Roy.
Okay. Sorry to upset
fucking
you.
Idiot.
I'll try to do better. I just can't help it, though. I'm from the Midwest.
Hey, Brad. It's Dagger Graph. Hey. I got some beef with you.
Oh,
so,
great.
On a you were calling this guy, and you were saying, I don't know what prank you were saying, but you were telling this guy to tell his kids to shut up, but you didn't tell him to tell him to shut the fuck up.
Because I was on speakerphone.
Like, I feel like you need to go all the way. Like, I hate when you hold your punches. I don't know.
Come on.
I want the real you, Brad. I want the real motherfucker screaming you.
He was on speaker. These little kids were running around. I can't say the F word in front of little kids. I'm a Christian.
Also, I was thinking of like a prank idea, and I think for the Christmas season, like a good idea would be to do something like with the war on Christmas. So like call people, you know, wherever in like a home registry or whatever, and tell them that you are part of the resistance for the war on Christmas, and that you need them to like put ammunition in their stocking or something, like something ridiculous like that.
Great idea. Get people all in a panic.
A good one. So that's it.
What could go wrong?
See you later. Bye.
Hey Roy.
Hey.
I have a question. Do you have trouble getting numbers from Walmart, or what's the best place to get numbers from to trick them into getting numbers? Thanks, Roy.
Every place. You just have to be persistent. And what the hell? Were you calling from tunnels, from caves or something? Or were you just taking a bath when you called in? What the hell was that? Okay, let's listen to one last voicemail. This one better be good.
Brad.
I guess it won't be.
Only Brad. And for...
Hey there, Nobby. How you getting along?
Next year, you need to play that song for the Cardang show that we meet up. When September ends, you need to play that song.
Oh, yeah.
Because it mentions the word September. Okay, bye.
Yep, great idea. Someone needs to parody that song. It can be about how much they hate Ding Timber and wake me up when Ding Timber ends. That's what they should do. So anyway, I am done with the show thing. I'm done with the voicemails. And I think it's just time to end the show. So bye, everyone. The show is over. And I hope you all learned a lot from today's show, and that we can all safely assume that the general public is much more offended by Carrot Top stealing their phone number than they are by Donald Trump stealing their phone number. And that makes sense, because Donald Trump is our respected president, and who could have a problem with him? Carrot Top, on the other hand, is just a menace to society. And our sponsor, Sean L., he completely agrees with me. He stands beside the PLA on that opinion. And he also thinks that if you enjoy these shows, you should definitely be supporting the show by signing up to be a monthly contributor to the show. You can do that at phonelosers.org/cactus. Or I guess if you really want to, you can do the Patreon thing at patreon.com/phonelosers. Your support makes more shows happen, not counting the past month or so. But theoretically, it should make more shows happen. And sometimes you get extra secret shows on the secret podcast feed. It's totally worth it, and not a scam at all. Don't be like those old people I call up on the phone where they're just like, scam, scam, hang up. Don't listen to them. Today we're going to end the show with a song by Ruprecht the Monkey Boy. I probably said that wrong, sorry, Ruprecht. But he sent me an email months ago. He says, here's a song I made to start your October off, Mr. Roy. And attached to that email was this beautiful song by Ruprecht the Monkey Boy.
Headed up to Roy, New Mexico, for some October snowplow shows. I got my cactus on, I guess I'm gonna become a damn Patreon. Because sweet tits, I love you so. True Green, Skippy, and all of Roy Coe. Come on, Brad, it'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow the night. I spent 30 whole days putting notes all over the place. And I wanna watch Pikachu start a gang fight. Yeah, it's been quite a summer. Flaming darts in 7-Eleven's name. And when I was out on vacation, you fuck with a dog with war crime fame. And Ding Timber, I love you so. But goddamn motherfuckers, time to go. Come on, Brad, it'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow tonight. I spent 30 old days putting notes all over the place. And watch Pikachu start a gang fight. I can't help it, honey, baby, sweet tits. You're that much a part of me now. Remember that night Reba McEntire got caught and she laughed out loud.
PLA.
La 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 la. I hope you're enjoying the weather. I know that it's rainy up there. I left you a message on Tuesday, but it didn't get played on the air. Dean Timber has warned me quite thin. Can't wait to hear from corporate again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. Cactus?
This is a crank call. Goodbye.